Oh, it's only you. You really scared me there. Yeah, the power just suddenly went out and it's been really dark. Hey, are you okay? Yeah, I can't really fall asleep. I've just been working again on my laptop. And I know it's counterintuitive. It's just gonna keep me up for longer, but I have nothing better to do, right? Do you want to maybe come in? I have some really soft pillows on my bed and a very warm blanket. There you go. No, you don't have to do anything to help me, I promise. Just stay here and get some rest. I know it's no fun being alone in the dark when the power goes out, so it's not the worst thing in the world to be stuck together. You don't have to fight to stay awake either, you know? I see how heavy your eyes are. You can just fall asleep. I promise I won't do anything weird to you. I'm just gonna work for a bit and then I'll be done. And then I'll probably get some sleep too. But I don't know that I'll join you in bed. I might sleep on the couch or something. You don't have to stay away for my sake, dummy. I promise you I have a lot of work to do, so just go on. Don't give me that look. Fine. You win, I guess. I'll try to get some sleep if it makes you happy. What? Excuse me? Where are you going? Me? I'm not afraid of the dark. Why would you even say that? I mean, I just can't fall asleep like this, you know? I guess we can just hang out a bit longer and kill some time. Just enough to make me a bit sleepier. Well, I mean, if you don't want to hang out, that's okay too. I could just sit here on my phone or something, but I was just hoping that, you know, since this is kind of our last night, I figured you wouldn't mind staying and talking for a bit. Please? Come on. Stay with me, please. At least until I fall asleep, okay? Thank you. See? Isn't it comfy in this nice and cozy bed I have? I swear they gave me the best pillows in this entire place. I don't mean to seem weird, by the way. I just want some company, that's all. I am a little cold, though. You wouldn't mind if I get a bit closer, right? I mean, not too close. Just like that. Yeah? Okay. Well, this way we can keep each other warm all night. And then in the morning, I guess we say our goodbye. Well, good night for now, I guess. And sweet dreams. You're asleep, right? Hello? Are you asleep? I guess you are. I feel like I've annoyed you so much you would have woken up by now. I guess you're one of those deep sleepers. Not even a clap of thunder could wake you up, huh? I really thought I had all of this planned out, but I feel like it's always all over the place. One minute, everything feels fine, and then the next, I'm lost again. I don't even understand why it's like that. You're asleep. There should be nothing wrong, but I'm so nervous. Do you know why? Is it because of your stupidly perfect smile? How peaceful you look when you sleep like that. Or maybe it's because of how nice you smell tonight. Your hair always smells so good. I can look all I want at you, but none of it makes sense. I just can't find the reason why you make me feel this way. Maybe you just look too perfect. You check all the boxes of my perfect boy. No, that can't be it. I wish it was that easy. But you have a lot more going for you than just your look. Who you are as a person, as my friend, it's all perfect to me. The longer I've known you, all the time I've been with you, we've had bad times and good times, and even if you might not have noticed, I got to know a lot about you. What you like and what you don't. All of your little quirks and habits. All of your best qualities and all of those flaws. I know a lot of it. Some of it I wish maybe that you didn't know I knew. Sometimes it makes me a bit shy when you go to order a drink and I know exactly what you want. I know all of those things too well. And to be honest, I love everything about you. Even the worst parts of you. If you were awake, you'd tell me a million reasons why I'm wrong. Why I shouldn't love even the worst qualities of you. But you know I would argue for hours that I'm right. Because even with all of your imperfections, they bring out the best of you. And when you are the way you are, I can't help but think how amazing you are. Even if some people might think you're just some guy, there's nothing stopping you. You always work so hard, especially when it comes to me. And you probably thought I didn't notice, but you never failed to be there for me. Even when I try to push you away, you always come back. You do everything to comfort me. I love that about you. You always patiently wait for me to open up to you. Even if I'm so stubborn and it takes so long. You make me laugh and make me deal with all my problems. You never let me run away from them. You make me forget about everything. All of my doubts and fears. And that's honestly pretty amazing. If you think you're so imperfect, then why are you so good at everything you do? I just wish I could do the same for you. Because sometimes, when you're at your worst, you You never want me to do anything for you. You'll hug me and I never know what else I can do. I wish I could do more. Like, hold your hand. Give kisses all over your forehead. And tell you that you're good enough. I never expected you to be perfect. I don't need you to be perfect. I love everything about you now. I love you the way you are. God, what am I doing? This is all so embarrassing, but you're the most amazing person I've ever met. You always make me wonder with how amazing you are that I don't even know if I'm good enough as a friend. We're so different in so many ways. But you're patient. Sometimes you're a little dorky, but you're so good to me. But I don't understand. Why me? You could love anybody, you know. Give all of that energy to someone else. I want you to give it to someone who deserves you. Someone that you can love for the rest of your life. But at the same time, I can't help but be selfish. I want to be that special someone to you. I want to hold your hand. Hold it every day. Hold it every time you hurt. Every time you need someone. I think I know what my problem is, honestly. I think I'm in love with you. I love you more than you'll ever know. Love you so much. I'm honestly glad you're asleep. It would be really embarrassing if you were awake. You're not awake, right? Oh my. How long have you been up? From the beginning? I have no idea how embarrassing this is. Don't tell me that. You're serious. You are so annoying. Stop. No, you didn't hear any of that, okay? You didn't hear anything. And all of that. Just pretend you never heard it, okay? Hey. What are you doing? Oh. You wanna kiss me? I mean, only if you want to. Okay. Maybe you're better than me when it comes to all that. I wasn't exactly planning to confess all these feelings to you and have you do something about it. I mean, I don't really know what to say. I don't want to push you away, and I don't want you to feel pressured to have to do stuff like that. You don't have to kiss me just because you heard all of this. I want it to mean something. I just can't help but wish we were more. I want to be able to hug you and kiss you all the time. Whenever I cheer you up, I want to be able to tell you I love you. Because I do. I guess I'm not the best with my words, but... can we stay like that? Can you stay with me in bed and... you figure this all out? Snuggling you is honestly making me more comfortable than it ever has. And if you aren't opposed to anything I had to say, then what about me? Become something else? Something a bit more than friends. Don't let go, please. Stay with me a bit more.